This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I mentioned that with Kathy that I was going to try making a loaf of bread, her potato bread. Absolutely outstanding. And at the same time, I decided to measure how much electricity it costs to make a loaf of bread with an electric bread maker. An old one. Made by West Bend. It's probably 25, 30 years old. Works just fine. And I used that and I hooked up a kilowatt meter to find out how much electricity it makes or takes to make one loaf of 1.5 pound loaf of bread. And so here's the answer, class. 290 kilowatts. 290 watts. 290 watts. And so how much is that? You know, if a kilowatt is 10 cents, here in Missouri, it would be 2.9 cents. Bert, probably, you know, more like maybe 15 cents where you live.
Yeah, we have pretty high electric. Although, Vince, the good news is if you have an EV, you get a special rate, and that rate carries through for pretty much all times of day. It's best at night. But you do get a discounted electric rate if you send the power company your registration for your electric vehicle. I guess that's to encourage more use of EVs. But Vince, we have, you know, EVs have problems, even though I own two. An apartment building in New York nearly burnt down because of an EV scooter that was being charged on the 20th floor of a 37-store high-rise on East 52nd Street. Those from New York City listening to our class, attending our class, know where that is. Two critical in the hospital, 36 other injured. They saved the building from burning down. But it all started from charging the lithium battery in an e-scooter. So be careful charging your EVs.
Yeah, and your cell phones and your rechargeable flashlights and your rechargeable everything else. So, Bert, here is a lesson from 5 Minute University. We have some lithium ion devices. Okay, I have a camera that I'm taking pictures with. It's probably an antique camera, and it has a rechargeable battery. So, I have a charger, but I don't put it on the counter. I don't put it on a nightstand. I don't put it on the studio desk. I put it on a 13 by 13 square inch, 13 inches by 13 inches ceramic tile, floor tile, the kind of tile we have in the bathrooms and the laundry room here at the farmhouse. And I put some rubber feet on it, four rubber feet, so it stands off the Formica or Wilson Art plastic countertop that we have. And the idea is if it catches on fire, it's going to be on a 13 by 13 inch fireproof floor tile, which sets on the counter. We have a Milwaukee 18 volt cordless drill, an 18 volt Milwaukee cordless flashlight, and an 18 volt cordless Milwaukee saw, circular saw. And I don't put those battery chargers out of sight. They're in the kitchen. And they are on the ceramic tiles. If you don't have ceramic tiles, what you can do is you can use a baking pan like Pyrex or Corningware. One where you has sides, you know, to contain the flame. If you're going to charge your cell phone, I absolutely positively would not charge any lithium ion device without it being in my view and in a fire resistant environment. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't, you know, it would be really convenient to put the Milwaukee charger hanging on the wall in the shop, but you know, there's spray cans of lubricant in there, there's a parts washer, there's, you know, there's vehicles in there that run on gasoline or diesel. I'm not going to put a lithium ion battery in a charger where it is in an area that's combustible. I just won't do it. And I won't leave it unattended. Those are my thoughts. Bert, do you have any comments?
All good ideas, Vince. All good for a five-minute university teaching.
So when you're charging your electric car, do you go to your neighbor, knock on the door and say, hey, Joe, listen, would it be all right if I leave my car in your garage for a while? I'll just run the cord over. You know, I won't plug it into your electricity, but in case it catches on fire, I don't want it to burn my house down.
Well, I don't think that'd go over too good. Plus, it'd be every night.
You know, there are some real serious dangers, really serious. And this apartment fire, of course, I saw that article, Glass, and that apartment was on fire, and there was like a daring rescue, right, Bert? This was not an easy job for the firemen.
Oh yeah. There were people ran to the roof. There were injuries. So, you know, unfortunately, when the fire took hold, it started spreading, and it was not. It was a very scary fire, no doubt about it. And I don't have the outcome of the people that were taken to the hospital, but looks like everybody survived. But two very badly hurt, and 36 others injured. So that's not a, you know, that's not a minor fire. In fact, when the way these things go, most likely if the fire department had been 5 or 10 minutes later, the whole building might have been engulfed. Because once that, you know, there's a point where a fire gets so out of control, the whole thing is basically catches fire once it gets to the roof.
Yeah, and so what are roofs made out of, Class? Well, traditionally in cities, they're made out of tar and tar paper. Or 90-pound felt rolled roofing, which is tar and felt and some granules. Or rubber roofing. And it all is combustible, every bit of it.
Yeah. There was smoke through all the hallways, so one woman, to save her life, had to be, I guess, carried down a rope. I mean, you or I probably are agile enough to slide down, but if you're in panic and shock, basically have to grab on to the fireman's back, and he takes you down the rope, and apparently that's what they had to do for one woman at the fire.
Class, we're talking about an electric scooter. We're talking about a small lithium battery. So here's the problem. If you live in an apartment and your neighbors watch TV and they are part of the GDP and they think that these electric scooters and these devices are great, they can burn down their apartment. And what would be in their apartment? Well, they probably have curtains. And curtains are flammable. And they probably have some carpeting, whether it be wall-to-wall or whether it be an area rug, flammable. And furniture, you know, like a sofa, couch, ottoman, flammable, bed linens, mattress, flammable. All those, maybe wood, maybe an old antique wooden bed, flammable. Okay, so that's what happens. And this lithium ion technology can catch on fire when it's being charged. That fire can spread. Typically, curtains get it first, and then it spreads like wildfire. Because the curtains catch on fire and then they fall down while they're on fire.
Yeah, and I don't want to
fire to whatever they touch.
I don't want to scare people too much, but this was just a scooter. So in New York City, the parking for most people who live in apartments is underground, and so they're putting in car chargers in all the underground parking lots. So if you have an EV with a larger battery charging in the basement or the underground parking for the apartment building, I hope that, and I don't know New York fire code, but I hope whenever you're putting in EV chargers, that they put additional sprinklers and or alarm systems in place so that if an EV does catch fire, they can address it. And, you know, it occurred to me, I said sprinkler. We know water doesn't really work on an EV fire. It won't put the car out, but at least it'll save maybe everything that's around the car. So I'm surprised we haven't heard more of something like that because we know from, you know, there's been all kinds of news reports of EVs at charging stations that are outdoors where the car catches fire and it sets fire to the cars next to it. And there's been several instances of that occurring. So we need more safety with lithium batteries. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Bert, we discussed right here at USA Prepares, one of your neighbors in Los Gatos made the news because his golf cart caught fire in his carport, an outside carport, and it set fire to other vehicles next to the golf cart, right?
Yeah, it almost burnt his house down. Mm-hmm. They got it out before it burned his house down, but he lost his garage and his other vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these things are really, really dangerous. Now, the good news, I guess, is that some people have insurance. And what some insurance companies do is they are kind enough to spread the payouts for the claims and the losses to the other people who buy insurance from them. So, for example, if there are enough of these fires for electric vehicles and burning down apartment buildings and setting docks on fire and garages on fire, and maybe even, of course, houses on fire. So those losses get paid for by the policyholders. So I think we are all in for a nice round, several rounds, of insurance premium increases because of the cost of these lithium-ion batteries catching fire. And that's called externalization, where the losses or the costs are moved outside of the corporation. So really what should happen, Elon and company should be paying for these vehicles that catch on fire and all the damage they do. But that's not what's going to happen. What is going to happen is the insurance company that insures the Tesla is going to be paying for the damage. And the homeowner's insurance is going to be paying for the homes that were destroyed. So you all are going to get to feel the nice warmth of increased costs for your insurance policies because of electric cars. That's my prediction. Don't believe a word I say. Back to you.
Well, that's how insurance works, Vince. That's the business model of it. Somebody always pays. I mean, there's no... Vince, you've heard this before. There's no free lunch.
I have heard that before, and I said here on USA Prepares, if I went out with this guy when he was prince, now he's king, if he and I went to lunch, I know that I would be paying for lunch. You know, if Prince Charles said, hey, Vinny, let's go to lunch, I'd love to chat with you. Yeah, of course, that would never happen. But if he did, I know that when it came time to pay for lunch, I'd be opening up my wallet twice, once for him and once for me. No such thing as free lunch. Well, Bert, I have one more lesson for today. We can do it whenever you'd like. And you have a bunch more lessons. What's next?
We're going to talk about something called YP. How
yeah.
a drone can spy on your house.
Isn't that fun? So,
fun for the drone.
Well, I think the drone would meet some lead over here at the farm.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm here.
There you are.
Sorry about that. So, Bert, I was thinking of all the things you do. You're a CEO, and you have several other jobs that you do. Of all the jobs that you have, does USA Prepares cost you the least?
It costs me having, believe it or not, we having a rainstorm here in Silicon Valley, so it did cost me having to drive in the dark, because it was dark in the morning here at California time, through Vince. We got 2 inches of rain in two days, which is a lot. I mean, probably where you are or where most of our class is, 2 inches in 2 days isn't that much rain. But here it is, and certainly we need it, because we've been in sort of almost drought conditions the last couple of years. But cost me having to, come in a blistering rainstorm to the office to connect up to the USA Prepares sophisticated computer grid for class and instructors. But other than that, I guess it's a zero-sum kind of, we contribute our abilities and we get back satisfaction, I guess.
Well, we get the satisfaction that we're helping some people who are in class that want to pay attention. And that's one of the joys of life. At least for the instructors, we all feel the same way, and we all want to do it. And Brett, I was watching a movie, and I thought we should share this since it is since it's Trader Trade-In Day. The video or the movie.
I hope it wasn't from the Twilight Zone.
Well, it could have been, but it wasn't. It was called The Agency. Filmed in Canada, 1981. Lee Majors was one of the actors in it. It was about an advertising agency, Madison Avenue, New York City. And they're selling products. And so they had dyed-in-the-wool advertising executives. And they would sell advertising and work on marketing campaigns to make products fly off the shelves faster, sell more of them. And the storyline is that this new team comes in. They get a new owner. Guy's running the show, but he's not an advertising guy. He didn't come up through the ranks. The new owner is from Washington, D.C. And he's from the an intelligence organization, intelligence agency from Washington, D.C. And then as the story goes on, they find out, or we find out watching it, that it's about subliminal messages. Subliminal messages are little, real fast pieces of video that flash on the screen that you don't notice, but the mind registers them. And the idea is, and this was back in the '70s, this technology was tried, in the 80s, and probably to this day. The idea was, if you're in a movie theater and you're getting ready to watch the movie and they have some advertising and there's subliminal cuts in there about this nice cold soda with ice, and it's warm in the theater, so you go, "Oh, I'm so thirsty." Or you see popcorn. Boy, I'd love to have some popcorn. So you go buy the really expensive per unit popcorn from the movie theater. Way, way, way overpriced, that kind of thing. Well, it was alluded to in this movie that they were going to use subliminal messaging for advertising chocolate. So regular commercials on the big screen TV or the big screen or television, these subliminal cuts would be used to sell more chocolate. But it was more sinister, more nefarious. It actually was using commercials to insert subliminal cuts to rig a senatorial election, to sway the election, to get the generally dumb public who watch TV to vote for their guy. And then it was even more sinister than that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, it's report card time. Are you happy with the direction of America? We'll find out soon as it's midterm election day across America. Monday's drawing for the record-setting $1.9 billion before taxes Powerball has been delayed due to a technical problem. In a statement, lottery officials say the delay was caused by a participating lottery needing extra time to complete the required security protocols. The numbers should be announced sometime Tuesday. President Trump announced he'll be making a very big announcement from Mar-a-Lago 1 week from today.
I promise you, in the very next very, very, very short period of time, you're going to be so happy, okay?
The Ravens beat the Saints 27-13 on Monday Night Football. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Birch with us. And it's a trader trading day here in the United States of America. And I just have one other quick lesson from 5 Minute University. And that is Depression coffee. Class, back during the first Great Depression, coffee was a luxury. Very few people, you know, except for the wealthy, had fresh coffee. So what the less fortunate did was they would make coffee with coffee grounds in their percolator on their stove, you know, their wood cook stove, and they would save the coffee grounds on a piece of paper after they made that coffee, that pot of coffee, and that would be for tomorrow's coffee. So they would use used grounds tomorrow, but they'd add a little bit, maybe a teaspoon of fresh coffee grounds to the used coffee grounds to extend the coffee grounds. And they would keep doing that for many pots of coffee. So the modern version of that is what I do. So I prefer decaffeinated coffee. And we have an electric coffee maker. It's just a basic Black & Decker coffee maker, like maybe 12 cups. And I put the coffee grounds in, the fresh coffee into the reusable gold tone stainless steel basket. And I make maybe 6 cups of coffee. Then the rest of the family prefer some caffeinated coffee. So they just add their grounds on top of the grounds that are in the coffee maker already, and they add more water and make more coffee. So I pour off mine into a jar, put it in the refrigerator, and reheat it later on. So that's like the modern lesson for extending coffee, because you might find that going forward, you might have to do that if you'd like coffee. Bert, back to you.
I'd almost think it'd be the other way around, Vince, to have the family take the caffeinated coffee first, then run through those same grounds. You're probably going to get decaffeinated coffee out of those grounds the second time.
Well, yeah, but I absolutely do not want the caffeine. So I don't eat chocolate and I don't drink sodas.
Okay.
And so I want to make sure that I have the absolute minimum amount of caffeine, just personal preference. Bert, what's next?
Well, speaking of caffeine, Vince, this one will probably get to you and the rest of the class. Researchers at the University of Waterloo, and I don't know which Waterloo that is, it doesn't say, but this diabolical team of researchers have developed a drone that can spy into your house using Wi-Fi networks. So it turns out the way Wi-Fi works is, even though we have passwords and encryption and it's all very secure nowadays with the level of encryption that's used, well, before it determines that you're authenticated, Wi-Fi has to respond to anyone. So no matter who you are or what your encryption is and whether you know the passwords or not, any Wi-Fi device can ping the other Wi-Fi devices, let's say inside your home or business or apartment building, and you get the pings back. And at some point, you have to authenticate. But what this drone does is use that initial Wi-Fi etiquette to ping every Wi-Fi device in the building and then measure the response time, because remember, everything travels at a predetermined speed of light, so you can determine exactly where everything is by distance from timing the signal, and also if you point the antenna, you can determine the angle. So basically, it's able to track everything inside your house. It could be your Apple Watch, it could be your phone that's in your pocket, it could be your laptop, anything that has Wi-Fi in it, it'll track and figure out where it is in your home. And basically, it's creating a map of everything inside your house through your walls without you knowing about it. And it's all through a drone, and it can do this, map your home, and then fly on to the next home. Well, in your case, you said if it shows up at your home, it's probably not getting to the next one. But they developed this, and I think they weren't so much trying to create something bad on their own. They were trying, I think, let's put the best light on this, they were trying to show the vulnerability of Wi-Fi in the fact that they developed this. Through a team led by Dr. Ali Abidi, at the adjunct professor of computer science at the University of Waterloo. Then they documented it, they published it. They said basically all it is a drone bought at a store plus $20 of electronic parts. Well, Vince, it was done a few months ago, so let's say with inflation, that's probably $25 of electronic parts now. And they put it all together, and that's all it took. And pretty scary, Vince. And they're calling it YPEEP. YPEEP. Coming to a drone near you.
Yeah, Y-P-E-E-P, right?
Yep.
Yeah, University of Waterloo is a research university. Main campus is in Ontario, Canada. And, Bert, I've got this paint sprayer here at the farm. And I've been experimenting with lead-based paint. And you know that this thing can spread lead-based paint. And I have a feeling that this paint sprayer would be tried out on a drone on our property, you know, if one showed up. I would consider it a threat to my life because I don't know what it's here for. It has been uninvited. No drones are invited to our farm. No drones. So even if a camper comes up next season when we open the campground and they bring a drone, it's likely to meet the paint sprayer. Seriously. I think that privacy is not a luxury. Privacy is something that is an unalienable right. And that's why I have so many problems with Mark Zuckerberg et al. And the other companies that spy and read our emails and open our correspondence and our packages. I think privacy is a God-given right. And people who violate the tenets of privacy are evil and deserve punishment for their crimes. You know, it used to be that if a guy had a swimming pool, you know, let's say a father, and his wife had a swimming pool in their backyard, and they had some young daughters, and they had a privacy fence, like a stockade-type fence, 6 feet high around the swimming pool, so the daughters could be out there in their swimwear. And if a neighbor kind of, you know, tried to peer over the fence, that neighbor would be beaten by the father in the village, absolutely shunned. But now we've been desensitized to, well, it's okay, I'm not doing anything wrong. They can read my emails. I'm not doing anything wrong. They can have a database of what I watch on Netflix. I'm not doing anything wrong. They can have a record of all my purchases, of what I buy, where I buy them, when I buy them. It's okay that they have satellite tracking for GPS tracking for my car or my phone or where I go. I find it an absolute outrage. And that's why, class, that you read these stories about people who commit robberies. They go into a store and they rob the store, and then they run out and the police catch them. How do they do that? Well, these robbers have cell phones in their pockets. They go into the store, and then so the police say, so what cell phone numbers were in this store at this time? They've got all cell phone numbers. Then they go visit these people in their homes or wherever they are, because those personal tracking devices alert the police to wherever you are and where you've been. It's fact. So I don't have one. And do you know, class, this is hard to believe, but I actually get behind the wheel of my vehicle. I get there and I can get back without a cell phone. And I know you hear the stories about, what if you have a flat tire? Well, if I have a flat tire, I'm probably okay, because I know for a fact that the tire in the trunk or the tire under the bed of the pickup truck has air in it, and I have the tools with me, and I know how to change the tire. I know that. And I also know that if I have a problem and I need help, all I have to do is raise the hood and somebody will come by and say, y'all having a problem? I'll go, yeah, can I use your phone? Or can you make a call for me? Because I don't have one. And I know they'll call and get me some help. Or if I'm in trouble, meaning I'm being threatened, you know, with loss of life, well, I've got, you know, my paint gun with me, my paint sprayer. Right? Bert, back to you.
Yeah, well, Vince, you might have a phone without knowing it. A lot of newer vehicles have phones built into them for safety reasons, for instance, OnStar and other vehicles like that, so that if something happens, you need to call for help, the phone's built in. But that's generally the newer vehicles, Vince.
Yeah, my antique vehicles don't have that. By choice. by choice. I don't have new vehicles by choice. And we got a call here. Here we go. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Real well. I didn't know you were going to be calling in.
No, that's fine. I was kind of a spur of the moment thing. I was sort of, I had one of these times where I sort of woke up in the middle of the night and was just thinking and, you know, watching a few YouTube videos and that sort of thing. Anyway, the Blood Moon is, I don't know who's going to win your elections, you know, but I think that, or, you know, the Blood Moon is a portent of judgment. And however it works out, it's going to really shake the established structures, both in the United States and in Australia. They are the two continental land masses that are most effective, especially the east coast of Australia. And we've already had the Blood Moon where we are because of how the Blood Moon is travelling across the Pacific as we speak. And will hit you later on tonight, probably about midnight in the US. But you've got to just really be aware that anything that you think that is established in this world might not be so established as what you think it is, which kind of goes with the theme of USA Prepares, and I was contemplating this, so I thought I would give you all a call. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Gwyneth, I appreciate it. And let's flesh this out tomorrow when you're on for 2 hours, okay? Let's talk more about that.
Yeah,
and let's talk about some subliminal cuts as well. We're going to a break. Gwyneth, thank you so much for calling. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
And so will the class.
You have a great day, won't you? Okay.
Yeah, Trader Trade-In Day in the United States of America. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So what's the next thing that the government is going to sponsor? National Peeping Tom Day class. Spying is sick. It's really sick.
Well, then, right, that, yeah, that leads to the last topic that we were going to present to class today, and it's quite interesting. So you might remember when we got rid of the space shuttle, a lot of people said, oh, there's actually a more advanced secret space shuttle that the Air Force has been flying with NASA, and NASA said, oh, no such thing. Well, eventually it came out there is such a spacecraft. It's called the X-37. An article in space.com over the weekend talked about its current mission. It's actually been flying for 10 years. It's called the X-37, and the latest version is the X-37B. It's smaller than the space shuttle class. In fact, when it launches, it's actually covered by a shell, so it's the payload inside the launch vehicle, so it's much smaller than the space shuttle, but it is big enough to hold one astronaut, although according to the Air Force, which is now the U.S. Space Force, they are not manning these vehicles, but they've been flying over the planet for about 10 years, and we think they're on spy missions, but they don't talk about them. They're powered by hydrogen peroxide fuel, and they orbit the Earth, and the last one has supposedly been the current one, orbiting the Earth for 900 days now and keeps on going. So very interesting. It's 30 foot long, wingspan's 15 feet, and so much smaller than the space shuttle. But very interesting craft, Vince, and we think that its mission is to spy on hopefully our adversaries. But we don't know because nobody talks about it, and we're bound by the secrecy of the military, and in particular, it's the newly formed U.S. Space Force. Vince, that's the X-37.
So, Bert, you know, I've seen over decades the mainstream media, which is complicit with the in the cover-ups, they've said things like, "Well, NASA just launched a satellite today, and it's a communication satellite." That's what they would say. And pretty much every satellite that they launched, they said, was a communication satellite. And we're thinking, wow, that's great. You know, maybe our telephone service is going to work a little bit better. And because we're thinking communications is like telephones, those kinds of things, maybe television. Well, every single satellite can be correctly described, regardless of what it is, as a communication satellite. Whether it be a satellite that has a nuclear weapon on it, that's a communication satellite. Because we tell it when to land and where to land and when to detonate, right? If there were such a thing. Every satellite that we put in orbit could somewhat accurately be called a communication satellite, even if it's not. So this X-37B, with its spying capability and with its communications capability, could be called just what I said, a communications satellite.
Yeah, well, all satellites, yeah, the first Sputnik was a communications satellite. It was kind of a dumb, in fact, it really didn't relay anything. It just transmitted a ping. But it was, if you remember, I was very young then, basically,
Early 40s.
Yeah.
The early 40s.
But I remember everybody talking about it. They were scared that, you know, what's this Russian satellite up? Everyone was afraid of Sputnik, and they were the first satellite in space. By the way, we're pretty sure that China and Russia both have their own versions of something similar to the X-37. I'm hoping ours is better, but we don't really know. But Space Force actually has said, you know, it's funny, they talk more about China's reusable space plane than they do about ours, and that's fine. But they said that last week China's reusable space plane released a mysterious object out of itself into its own orbit around the planet. So lots of stuff going on in space, and of course, the majority of the satellites now are communication satellites. They're the small LEO satellites that are used, including some from Elon Musk's company, and they're used for providing internet. And that's the vast majority of satellites going up now are all part of those systems to provide internet communication.
Hey, Bert, how about next time we're on, talking about Elon Musk and how much we, the taxpayers, have given him in subsidies and funding. You want to talk about that?
Well, how about better? How about we try and get Elon Musk to attend class and teach?
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. That sounds good. Okay. So you've got responsibility for that?
Well, we'll see. I'll have my people contact his people, contact your people.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.